Live? Kotetere Dvarim, page Aleph, bottom of the first column. The Alter Rebbe started off the mind with seeing b'mishpat tipad, but then he asked the question. It says in Shema, V'oyed v'omer l'shanechi mitzavcha hayayim, that every day Torah and mitzvahs have to be new. So he says, how is that possible for Torah and mitzvahs to be new every day when it's 3,500 years old? So he says, the ultimate purpose of the neshama's descent is to go up higher than it was before. And he explains, even angels were created in the 7 days of creation, whether it's Monday or Thursday, there's two different opinions in the Medrash. But the bottom line is, neshama's come from the level of machshava. Like we see, who did Hashem decide to create the world with the neshama's of tzaddikim? That refers to every single Jew. And then he started explaining that the neshama is tahera hi, he says all neshamas originate in the level of Tehera, which is the level of Atzilus. Then it comes down into the world, and then the guarding is that the neshamas should stay in the body and not leave. And the last thing we learned is the difference between Haida'a, submission, and Bracha. Bracheni, like he said, Rabbi Shmuel was told by Hashem said to Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, Barcheni b'ni barcheni, bless me. But what does that mean? How can we bless Hashem? Like we said, bracha means you're missing something and I give you a bracha to get it. But if you have everything, what am I giving you a bracha for? So the answer is, barcheni means to bring it down in order to reveal Elokos down into the world. Like we say, min ha'elam ad ha'elam. How do we bring it down? Through Torah mitzvahs. Okay? Okay, so we have 2, 4, 6, 7 lines in the end of the first column. So therefore he says, Mitchila Tzarchi is V'yahafta. First there has to be a level of V'yahafta. Shaydei Zachagach V'shmanesi. Brachas V'amshachas Baruch Ato Hashem Mipnei Shebein B'chines Seido. L'b'chines Bracha is the level of Ahava. For Meidem Anachnu Loch, that we say at the beginning in Vayivarach David, to the level of Shemoneh Esrei, which is Bracha, there has to be V'ahavta in the middle. In order to come from Heida'ah, submission, to bringing down, there has to be the level of V'ahavta. Okay, skip the parentheses, and that's it. Okay, next column, base. V'inei k'dei sheyavel v'chinez V'ahavta, in order to come to the level of V'ahavta. V'idei izbein nishma Yisrael, baruch shem k'ved malchus l'ilm v'ot. How can a person come to love Hashem? By loving Hashem, he said before, we bring down, through the 18, 19 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, we bring godliness down into the world. But how do you get to this level of Yahavta? So you can learn this through the meditation into Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Pirush, kihine, what's the meditation into Shema V'ayim Shemaya? Kihine, abriyo yeshmiayim. Briya, creation, is something from nothing. Pirush, k'mesh, 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 Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Le'ilam Vo'ed, right? Blessed is the name of Hashem's kingdom, Le'ilam Vo'ed, that's simply what it means. He says, Shebechin is Malchusi, that the level of Malchus, Mashenikra Melech Aleihem, that Hashem is called king, Eina Bechin is Atzmus, which is not the level of the essence of Hashem. It's only the revelation of Malchus, which is Dibur, which is a very minimal revelation of Hashem. Says, well, this level of Malchus is what gives life to everything. And then your dictatorship, which is even lower than the level of Malchus, that he controls them against the will, not for the benefit of the people. In governments, you have kingdom and dictatorship. Kingdom, like we say in Davening, Umalchusei Beratzein Kiblu Aleihem. You have to willingly accept the king. If you don't willingly accept the king, that's called a dictatorship. And dictatorship is not for the benefit of the people. Because if it would be the benefit of the people, you'd allow the people to pick you or not. So he says, we say in davening in Asher like this, Malchus cha, Malchus kol elamim, umemshaltecha, Moshel means a dictatorship. So he says, Moshel is even lower than Malchus. Is in every generation. We say it like this. Malchuscha, Malchus kol elamim. Okay. Memshaltecha, dictatorship of Hashem, b'chol dar v'dar. What does it mean? That ish yesh deir shal yirushem k'mei deir amabul shalei kibul ol malchus yibaratzim. The dirt of the Shoyim don't accept Hashem willingly. Hashem controls them because basically dictatorship. Afal became, nevertheless. So now the question is like this. I understand people that accept the king. Okay, let's go like this. The highest of the worlds is the level of Malchus. Malchus ha Malchus kol olam. Malchus is debord, creation. Okay. So now the point is like this. I understand if I willingly accept the king, so I'm a keli for him. Because I accepted him. I submit myself to him. I'm a keli for it. If he dictatorship, so I'm not a keli for it. So how does he control me? So the answer is, that's why it says, Memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar. He says, it comes from the external generation. So in other words, the world which is bottled to Hashem gets the chayis from Malchus. If you don't, you're not bottled to Hashem, Mabul, Haflaga, whatever, most generation, then you're getting Memshaltecha, which is even a lower level of chayis than Malchus.
But it comes from Malchus? The...
Yes. And he says, Vine Kmer Kol Elimasayanim Elimasayanim Ganaden Tachl should tiny gniflum. Melam Hazer, he says like this, the higher worlds, even the lower level of Ganaden, not the higher level of Ganaden, the lower level of Ganaden is a tremendous enjoyment of godliness. Like the Gemara says, Motiv de Ladain, it says in the Barach. It's worth being punished in Gehenim to go to Gan Eden. That means all the torture of Gehenim is worth to go to Gan Eden. The Gan Eden El Yesh Ed Aliyah Slain Ketz Kulam Nisavu Rab Bechinas Malchus Yisbar. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that the highest worlds come from Malchus. What do we say? Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Elamim, all worlds. Highest worlds to the lower worlds are all from Malchus, which is only a revelation of Hashem's speech, which is far from the level of Hashem himself. And therefore, Bria is called Yeshmiayim. Why? Because the creation of the existence of creations, Mibchinas, from a level, Shuka'ayin ve'efes, which is nothing. This is very common in Chassidus. There's two reasons why we call it Yeshmiayin. One is because from our perception, like we learned yesterday, we exist. Hashem, we got to think about if he exists or not. That's one explanation. Here, the Rebbe is saying a second explanation in Yeshmiayin. Because the worlds come from a level of godliness which is really nothing. It's only a level of Malchus. It's only one word compared to the power of speech, compared to the power of thought, compared to me. So another interpretation of why we call the worlds Yeshmiayin, because it taka comes from a slight revelation of Hashem, that compared to Hashem is taka ayin. So he says, what's this vainness of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? When a person meditates that all the worlds, that means the physical universe, plus Bria Atzilis, Bria Yetzira, Sia, Elim, higher than Atzilis, whatever, is all one spit, so to speak, in the ocean of godliness. So then we understand how nothing world is.
It's
Yashmiyayim, because we don't understand it. So in our world, we call it ayin. So bechina sheka'an, rak shebechina sa'adiv, min mani is barich, which is the level of malchusim. And not only that, v'gamzeis, even this, the existence of the world is a very limited level of Hashem. And then he says, even that level doesn't internalize. It's makif. V'gamzeis. Eina mislabesh b'seichim. Though this level of godliness doesn't come to the world, rak eimed alei mil mailek, it says in the Maimer Kamal Shalam Melech, similar to the concept of a king, asher shmei nikra alem. Like we learned many times, how does a king control the country? The king doesn't go out to the country to control it. The king sits in the palace, and he gives orders. So what? How do the orders go? The king said. It's all his name. The king himself is remote from the nation. He sits in the palace. The same thing with Elokus. The level of Malchus, which itself is very, very limited. But that level that gives life to the world is also very external. He says, Avol kol zeh, himitzat seder ishtal shlis v'savah selim esol yoinim. This level is all from the highest, the highest levels. But not this world. This world is better than all of that. That's all as far as the higher worlds are concerned. A person can bring down the essence of God. With, as Alter Rebbe once said, with one, he overheard the way the Rebbetzin, Alter Rebbe's Rebbetzin, was saying to some, mine says, meaning my husband says. And Alter Rebbe heard it and he said, look at this. With one mitzvah, the Eibishter becomes mine. One mitzvah, the Eibishter becomes mine. So the Alter Rebbe says, all the higher world, Atzilus, Bria, Tzias, Gan Eden, Elyon, Gan Eden, Atach, all of that is a ray, ayin, nothing. Even that's makif. A Jew down here does a mitzvah. They connect to the essence of Hashem internally. Therefore, and this is his bainness, by the way, of Shema Yisrael, that we come to V'yahavta. Because remember, the Alter Rebbe asked the question, how could we say that everyday mitzvahs are brand new if it's 3,500 years old? When you realize what you accomplish when you do a mitzvah, it's like every day it's brand new. Another thing he says you should realize. He says like this. Even another thing you have to realize. Even to go to Gan Eden, there's a process. You need Kafakela, then you need Gehenim, then you need Nahar Gan Eden, the lower Gan Eden, then you have Nahar Dinur, which is a, obviously not physical, it's a fiery river that you have to travel to go from the lower Gan Eden to the higher Gan Eden. Nahar Dinur, you have to travel in Nahar Dinur, it says. Medrash, Zoya. So, over there in Olam Abba, there's a part, you can't just go, jump up to Gan Eden or Elyon. You have to first go through Gehenim, and then you need this, and that, and that, and then finally you come. He says, Avol Be'elam Azeh, you can instantaneously go from the lowest level to the highest level. Where do we see this in Halacha? To the din. A person says to a woman, you're mekudeshes to me on the condition I'm a tzaddik gomor. So the Gemara says, Afilu Rasha gomor, even if he's a complete Rasha. The Gemara says Safik Mekudeshes. Why? Shemei Hira Tshuva. Maybe he did Tshuva in 1 second. A guy comes over to a woman And he says, I have a Gadashisli, Amenasha ni tzadik gomu. And the condition of a tzadik gomu. Not stam a tzadik, tzadik gomu. So the din, it's a suffix kedusha. Why? Maybe he did tshuva. 10 seconds ago, the guy was a Rasha. It's suffering. Why? Maybe he did tshuva. That means he became a tzaddik gomor instantaneously from being a Rashi gomor. That can only be done in this world. In Olam Haba, it doesn't happen like that. You can't instantaneously go from Gehenim to Gan Eden Elyon. There's a process. You have to go through paperwork, permits, city, you know, could take 100 years. Because he's explaining why the neshama comes into the world. Why does the neshama come into the world if it comes from a level of tahirah? So he says, only in this world can you accomplish instantaneous connection to the essence of Hashem, internally. And he says, how could that be instantaneously transformed? From Rasha to Tzaddik, or like we learned in the other Maimon. Only in this world can you do tshuva. You can't do tshuva in Gan Eden. Why? Because this world has a level of saving. Remember that we learned just then recently in the other Maimon. Olam Haba, everything is organized. Everything is identified clearly. Once it's a boy, it's not a girl. Like it says, Yadavim after 40 days, of conception. You daven for a boy, it's a wasted tefillah because it is what it is. You're not going to change it. But in Olam Hazeh, it's seviv, it's makif, and therefore there's no set entities yet. So you could change it. Mitamza, and therefore Chazal say, Yav v'shachaz v'tshuva meisim tevim b'elam hazeh, mirev kel, pirish l'mayla, mirelam abo, hanikul kel. What does it say? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Yaf Shachar Teshuva Maisim Tevim Mikol Chaya Elam Abba. Yeah? It should say Mikhaya Elam Abba. What do you call Chaya Elam Abba? Kol Chaya Elam Abba is a level of Reiv Koel, which is even higher than Holam Abba. Chen, yeah, and therefore when you meditate like this, or come to V'ahavta B'chol Nafshecha B'mesiris Nefesh, and then you'll have Mesiris Nefesh, Le Mesiris Agub Bilvad. Not only actually dying on Kiddush Hashem, but Mesiris Nefesh means giving over your Nefesh. Lucheda, Mesiris Nefesh, if you're talking about dying for Hashem, should say Mesiris Agub. What does Mesiris Nefesh? Mesiris Nefesh means taki giving over your Nefesh. Huh?
Living
at Kiddush Hashem is even higher. Correct. That's why that was Nadav and Avihu's sin. Nadav and Avihu, instead of realizing you need to be down here because you can reach a greater level of godliness doing Torah mitzvahs down here, that was their mistake. They thought, I can ultimately reach Torah mitzvahs by leaving the body. That was their Aveda. What does Anechi mean? Not Hashem Mitzavcha. Anechi Mitzavcha, meaning Anechi Atzmusi Yizbarich. Mitzavcha commands you, but it also means it's kashus. It's the level of binding, not only from the level of Kved Malchusi Yizbarich, Hayem Davkav Leil Machu Beilam Abba. So he says, what happens? A Jew needs to realize in Shema, like we say in Shema, how is it possible to feel Hayyim if it's 3,500 years old when you realize it's Anechi? Anechi is above time and place. So when you realize Anechi Mitzavcha, then it's Hayyim because there's no time and place by Anechi. And then when you meditate like this every day, why? Because in this world, And this is a remarkable thing of Yiddishkeit and Tshuva. In this world, you can undo the past with the present. How can you undo the past if it's past? The answer is, in this world, past is not past, and future is not future. Tshuva is so great, it touches Anechi.
It's higher than both.
It is what it is. You can't change anything. Therefore, the mitzvahs are called the 248 limbs. What is the purpose of a limb? The purpose of a limb is lamach hamshoch zachayis medatzin elyon k'mashal ha'eved. Just like a limb has a vein from the brain. That the will of moving it is from the comes in the brain. Zelvi I have to. And what is the la'ava li'eshavaya lekecha? In other words, now the Rebbe is alluding to another question. We say in Shema, v'yohavta sashem alokecha. Why isn't that redundant? It should say v'yohavta sashem. V'yohavta sashem, love Hashem. Why does the Pasuk say v'yohavta sashem alokecha? The same thing, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Why don't you say Anechi Hashem? We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. So he says, what is the mitzvah that you have to do this bainness in Shema Yisrael? You come to a hafta that Havaya, higher than time, higher than world, becomes Elokecha, becomes internalized as your existence. As your koyach and chayis, Elokim. So what does a Jew accomplish by meditating in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad? He realizes that via hafta, through loving Hashem, you get to the level of Hashem becomes Elokecha. How is that possible? Because mitzvahs come from the level of aneichi, ata, and then it becomes a lokecha. It's above time and place. You have to leave a shem lokecha, meaning gili elokus b'shnei chalali libcha, that it becomes levavecha. What do we say? After say shem lokecha b'chol levavcha, not b'chol libcha. Your heart is libcha. So like the Gemara says, b'shnei yitzerecha b'chol asman meridus. What is? How does he get it by having the bitterness? Shemeshuk binyani elamazi, so sunken into the pleasures of the world. Berichuk me'ashem, and also chola yimani the nefeshul kiss. Simcha shel mitzvah, like it says, Yismach Yisrael ba'esav. The Jews rejoice by doing mitzvahs. Shenislab shabasiya, and like it says in Tanya say paraklamid base. V'chol sheteham meridus yaseh. And the more bitter a person is from his distance of Hashem, from not feeling Hashem, in other words, in order to really appreciate a mitzvah, it's like the expression from rags to riches. When you realize it's coming from rags, then you appreciate the riches more than if you're born with a silver spoon. Meaning, when a person realizes how far they are away from Hashem, that even Elam Esoyenim is only ayin, only a ray of a ray of a ray of a ray, yeah? And then the person realizes what they accomplished with a mitzvah, so the simcha is much greater. When you don't have it, and then you get it, the simcha is much greater than when you have it. L'mashul, a person who, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, didn't have children for a long time, and then they have a child, the simcha, every person, I mean, you have a simcha, I mean, you have a child, it's simcha, yeah? But when you didn't have it for a long 10 years or so, and then you have a baby, the simcha is much more than a person who has kids right away. That doesn't mean you don't have simcha. But from the realization of how far we are away from Hashem, that causes more simcha. No, not at all. That's why Golus is not a depressed time. Because Golus, we realize what we accomplish. See, even though l'cheira, when I do a mitzvah, I don't feel this. We said, when you do a mitzvah, you feel the way the essence of Hashem is coming down. I don't feel it. La'asad yagilu. V'zeh shakos, that's what the pasuk says. Zerei tzedakas. When you plant tzedakas, matzmiach yishuas. What happens? It grows salvations, which is shin ayin hayd nehayd. It's like if a person knows in their trust fund that they can't touch yet. They have billions of dollars. They don't see it. They can't touch it. They can't get it. But the fact that I have it and one day I will get it is a tremendous simcha. Okay, so the Pearl, now the Rebbe is saying like this. What's supposed to be, his baininess in Shema creates a person's excitement of doing a mitzvah that you do a mitzvah, you connect to the essence. So he says in Gimel, because when he says Yeshua's, the root is Vayisha, Sha'a, which is the Shin Ayin Hei Nehedin, 275 raised. Huh?
We never speak about these
375. Yeah, Al-Tareb speaks about it. Shai Elamist. Yeah, all this.
That's 310.
I understand, but there are different levels. Shai Elamist says Shin Ayin Hei. Okay, it says, Ach Kol Zeh Kvishan Tzorach Lias. This is the way it's supposed to be. A person's supposed to meditate and have great simcha by realizing what we accomplish. But the truth is, it's not like that. And the bitterness is not from lacking elokus. The bitterness is that I can't eat steak during the 9 days. That's the problem. What? You can make a seum, okay. But if the bitterness, instead of being from elokus, comes from worldly things, bad daughter, brother, chayim, zayin, lacking children, panos, or whatever, health, and what is the simcha of the Jew? Mishleim is behem, when I have an abundance of gashmias, that's the simcha. That's not the way it's supposed to be, though. So he says, that's the level of golos. That the nefesh olakis is so much in golos, it doesn't even feel what it's lacking. In simple English, the person is so sick, they don't even realize they're sick. That's the worst thing. If you know you're sick, like they say, that's a halbitzara. That's half a problem. When you're very sick and you don't realize you're sick, that's a killer. That's the goal. That's what the pasuk says. That means there is. Poida means I needs to be redeemed. Okay? Yes? Shaveh means it's returnees, but Shaveh also means it's captives. Right? Sounds like this. Hazak siv siim b'mishpati pad loshin sim and anasimone. I'm only a mark, meaning haino b'chines pnimis halev, which refers to the pnimis halev. That this refers to the nefesh olikis, which is completely in galus. It doesn't even feel where it comes from. There's a famous marshal they bring down. There's a spaceship that's going up to Psastara. It's a million light years away. Okay? And it's going to take a few lifetimes to get there. So what happens? So they have to, in order to get there, they have to reproduce because people are not going to live on the spaceship that long. So they bring in men and women that they should reproduce and then they should have kids and they should have kids and they should have kids until they finally get to that destination. So the first people, they're on Earth. Then they have kids on the spaceship, and they say to the kids, you should know, we are on Earth, there's a planet Earth, and we were there, and they describe it. Then the next generation, the kids, when the kids are transforming, giving over earth to them, they say, you know, we heard from our parents there was something called earth. And then the next generation, we heard from heard. Okay? So it says, that's, by the way, that's the difference between the Hasidic approach and the not-Hasidic approach. The non-Hasidic approach gets depressed. Why do they get depressed? It's a year further from Matan Torah. It's another year from the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Look how bad it is. It's another year further away from Matan Torah, further away from the Golem, from the destruction. That's one way of looking at life. Another way of looking at life is, it's a year closer to Mashiach. So why are you sad that there's another year from the destruction of Beis HaMikdash? Tisha B'Av is a year closer to Mashiach. So why are you looking at negativity? At the past, look at the future. His Rebbe, when he was a kid, so we brought down in this. But the Rebbe was, when he was a kid, used to climb trees higher than the other kids. So he once asked the Rebbe, how do you do it? So the Rebbe said, when I climb a tree, I only look up, I don't look down. Everybody else looks down, they get scared. I look up.